It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you.
You.
The KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show.
234-343-1065.
That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day, and welcome to a Fraxus Friday. It's always a Fab Four Friday because that's how we roll here in the Ken Perillo Real Estate Tower. Everybody in here loves the Beatles. They want me to play the whole song, not just the bumper music in and out of commercials. We'll have to have a Fab Four Friday party here someday. So, welcome to the program. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Ken Perillo Real Estate Tower, right here in downtown Bullhead City on Highway 95. And just before we get to Becky, who is with the Kingman Area Chamber of Commerce, she's our president and CEO, a couple things to tell you about. First of all, there's a golf tournament tomorrow, and it is put on by Desert Light Christian Academy. If you want to get involved, I'll give you a phone number. It's 702-829-0722. And they sent me the flyer, and it's at the River's Edge Golf Course in Needles. So that should be fun, playing right along the river. What a great opportunity that is. So call Desert Light Christian Academy, or the cell phone for the individual is 702-829-0722. And then I want to remind you, there's only two nights left of the Mojave High School presentation of Mamma Mia. We went Wednesday night, a fabulous concert. Just a fabulous performance by all the students. We had some in here 2 weeks ago, and did a great job. So if you want to do something unique tonight, go to Mojave High School at 7 o'clock. It's $7 to get in. Come on. It's the price of a Big Mac now. So you can handle that. April is also the time when you can adopt a dog or a cat from Bullhead City for absolutely free. Swanties of Bullhead City pays all the fees. Exactly. So if you want to get involved, call the Animal Control, 928-763-6000. Our Salvation Army has already started looking for bottled water. And so Catholic Social Services, too, for the homeless shelter on Miracle Mile. So if you want to go to the store and you want to buy an extra case of water, drop it off at the Salvation Army. They share. So you drop it off at one location, it's as good as dropping it off at all of them, because they all share. All right, there is a ribbon cutting today, and right across the street from Harris, 10 o'clock, going on right now probably. They probably might have already cut it. But the new Shell station is open this weekend. So if you want to, if you're one of those people who likes to walk into a brand new business, head over to Laughlin this weekend and check it out. The second annual Kirk Tracy Memorial Walk is tomorrow at Bullhead City Heritage Trail at Davis Camp, 8 a.m. Questions, call, the phone number is Nicole Tracy's cell phone, 323-304-2589. And then tomorrow is the first Trilogy Speakeasy. Yes, put on by the Boys and Girls Club. It's a fundraiser. And you can go to TrilogySpeakeasy.com for more information. It's 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And I think they told everybody where it's going to be, like yesterday. So if you already bought a ticket, you probably know where it's going to be. And then there's a Kingman concert. But I'm going to let Becky talk about the concert. How are you, Becky?
I'm doing well.
We have,
there's so much stuff going on down there.
Oh, you know, it's always that way at this time of year. You know, in March, April, and May, you don't have a weekend here. Where there's, last weekend, they had the duck race. We had a farmer's market. It's just, it's nonstop.
I know it's the same thing up here. Ours starts a little bit later than yours, but, yeah, it's getting crazy up here, too.
Yeah. Somebody was just telling me they were in the Walpies the other day, and there was still snow on the ground.
Yeah, it snowed just about a week ago. You know, my daughter lives up there now, so, yeah, she's getting her fill of snow. But she loves it.
Well, that's good. That's great.
Yeah. I do have to laugh every time I hear about Willie Nelson, though. My husband's best friend used to live in one of his houses down in Austin, Texas, after he lived in it.
Oh, wow. How exciting.
Yeah. It was a very, very neat place and had like 70 steps down to the lake, and his boat house was down there. Had little notches in it where when he would lift the boat, it would hit the top.
And I'll tell you, Willie still puts on a great concert.
Yeah, I would actually love to go see him sometime.
Okay, tomorrow night at Harris.
I might do that. I'll be back from Prescott by then.
There you go. Yeah. Tell your husband, I got plans for you tomorrow night.
Right?
You're taking me to Harris.
He would love that.
Yeah. Tell him he can just go in and play if he doesn't want to go to the concert, you know.
Yeah. No, he would like to go play guitar is what he would rather do.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, maybe you can get on stage and play with Willie.
You never know.
Yeah. Well, call Harris, 702-298-4600, and ask for marketing and tell them your husband wants to play on the stage. Tell them who you are. I'm the Kingman President CEO of the Kingman Area Chamber of Commerce, and my husband wants to play with Willie. Just let me
and
know.
And I've been in your house. Yeah.
Let me know how far that gets you.
Yeah, probably not very far.
What else is happening in downtown Kingman?
Yeah, sorry. Yes. Well, I guess we usually start off with new members, so what? I've got that list here ready.
Great. Let's hear them. Who are they?
So we have got Wave J Ted, which they've always been kind of a courtesy member, but they're a full-fledged member now.
Right.
We're really doing a lot of work with them, so that's great.
Yeah.
We have Juniper Ridge Solutions. They are a new contracting company. And Body Sculpting by Lynn. And then ProFit Kitchen.
That's right.
And Sandy Dudley Realty.
Yeah. And when's the ProFit Kitchen ribbon cutting?
The ribbon cutting is going to be May the 2nd at 4 p.m.
Yes, I'm excited.
Yeah, so we're excited about that. I've eaten there two or three times already, and it is really good. I really am happy to have them in town.
Yeah, it's good for you, too.
They have hot meat, and that's one of my favorites.
It's good for you. That's the best part.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you're eating mashed potatoes or, you know, biscuits and gravy or something that's real heavy on you. But you go there to ProFit and you eat, and it makes you feel good the rest of the day.
Right, yeah.
You're lucky to have them in Kingman.
I'm really happy to have them up here, yeah.
Yeah. So who else has joined?
So that was our list of new members.
Okay.
So we had five new ones this last month, which is great. We do have another ribbon cutting coming up. We've got Ashley Home Store. They have done a remodel in there. So tomorrow at 10 o'clock, they're having a ribbon cutting. And, of course, the public is invited to that. So go check out the changes they've made and say hi to the crew in there. They're a great partner of the chamber as well.
Good. That's great.
Yeah.
So roughly how many members do you have in the chamber today?
516.
Holy cow, you and Bo are going neck and neck.
Yeah, I hear they're doing great things down there. In fact, I was sitting here at my office earlier this week, and Bo said, "Are you in your office?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "I'm across the street." So he and his staff were up here doing some video stuff with Steve from the Bee. So I went over and visited with them and caught up on some of the stuff happening down in Bullhead. So.
Cool.
Yeah, we got this great new program called Chamber Nation that gives each member a landing page that connects to their website. We have a mobile app now, and it gives the ability for our members to post their own flyers and put their own events out there, and they can call directly to the company and get help with their website set up, and it's just a phenomenal new program. So I was able to share a lot of that with him, so he may be looking at that, too.
Fabulous.
Yeah, yeah, it's such a great benefit for our members. We're still learning all of the things that it can do, and event registrations and all kinds of stuff. So
great.
Yeah, we're just really happy with it.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
So you got two ribbon cuttings coming up in May?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, one in April. One is tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
And then, yeah, the ProFit Kitchen one is in May.
Okay. And you still got more. You still have more time to add a couple more.
Right.
Yeah. What about your mixers? You got a mixer coming up?
Mixer, we have the Sunrise Mixer is next Thursday morning. It is River Valley Home Health and Hospice, and that's the morning ones we do here at the MCC Beale Street Center. We had our evening mixer was actually last night, and that was at Dina Nelson State Farm. Edward Jones, Matt Ladendecker, Froyo, and the UPS store, they do like a big block party. So we had that last night.
So that was last night. A big, good turnout?
Right. Yeah, we had a pretty good turnout. Kids playing games out in the parking lot, and Big Island Grill. They're a brand new member. They just joined a couple days ago, so they didn't even make the list yet.
Oh.
But yeah, they joined, and they were there with the food truck. And so I had my ahi again last night. He's got great pokey.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. And he's also being a big help for us for the Rhythm and Brews Festival that we've got coming up.
When's that?
That is going to be on Father's Day weekend. It's June 14th and 15th. It's going to start out on Friday night, 4 to 10 o'clock. We've got two blues bands playing that night, and it'll be a cash bar, $10 cover charge, and it's down at Metcalf Park. And then on Saturday morning, we're going to start out with beer for breakfast.
Oh, wow.
Grand Canyon Brewery has brewed a coffee beer, which I hear is really good. I haven't tried it yet. So we're doing beer for breakfast, pulled pork and pancakes with a maple bourbon syrup. And then the Red Cellar and Bistro is going to do a Michelada bar. So that'll be our breakfast event. And then at noon, we open up for beer tasting, and we've got between 12 to 15 breweries, not sure exactly yet. That'll be here all the way from Cottonwood, some from Henderson and Vegas area, some from Havasu. So we've got all of these breweries, and you can buy a tasting card, come in and check that out. Blues music going on all day long.
That sounds fabulous.
Evening, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And then the tasting thing will end at 6 o'clock. The cash bar will open back up, but we're still going to have music and entertainment. We have got belly dancers. We've got the pinup girls. We are doing a wing challenge. Grand Canyon Brewery is putting that on as well. 8 wings with an increasing intensity of, you know, spice.
Wow.
And you have to eat 2, and then you have to drink 4 ounces of their Ring of Fire beer, and then 2 more and up to 8 wings.
Wow.
Hot dog eating contest. And then we're going to do some fun stuff for the, it's Father's Day weekend, so we've got best dad joke, beer belly, best beard, beer burping, and beer yoga.
What? Beer yoga? that
you
sounds
try
like
to do yoga without spilling your beer.
That sounds like a challenge.
Right?
All right, we're at 20 past. Let us take a break here, Becky. And as always, on Fab Four Fridays, we play the Fab Four. And from the CD, Please, Please, Please.
You were just 17. Did you know what I mean? And the way she looked was way.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine-in, catering, or to-go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's Meal Prep Solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
When it comes to you and your family's health, you want the best care possible. Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy, the Apothecary Shop, is here to help. Their staff actually takes the time to get to know their patients and help them on a path to better health. Tony Liska has a personal commitment to his community. The Apothecary Shop, your Health Mart Pharmacy, located at 1840 Mesquite, across from the hospital. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Spring has sprung and it's time to hit the road with a new car, truck, or SUV from Bradley Ford. Hi, this is Bill Cunier, General Manager at Bradley Ford in Lake Havasu City. During our spring sales event, we have a great selection of popular Ford Bronco. The best-selling truck in the world is the F-150, and Bradley Ford has a big selection to choose from. As our expansion continues at Bradley Ford, we will be moving all of our vehicles to Riverview Auto Sales, so everything is priced so we don't have to move them. See us in person or go to BradleyFord.com.
Keep up with the progress in the county with the Economic Development Journal of Mojave County. For over two decades, the Economic Development Journal of Mojave County has been serving our communities, bringing you news and information. This monthly journal is complimentary and at local businesses throughout the area. For Mojave County coverage, advertise your business in the Economic Development Journal of Mojave County. Visit edjmojavecounty.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. Monday on the program, we were talking about Eric Fox a moment ago with ProFit. He's going to be in the studio here Monday and updating us on Kingman and Bullhead and the future restaurant in Fort Mojave. So that's Monday, followed up with Matt Hammerhand from Barron's. So check with us on Monday. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. You want to enter the world of healthcare? Well, this is a great start. Legacy will hire you and train you to become a certified nursing assistant. Now, that's your first step. From there, you can go on to be an LPN or an RN, but this gets your feet in the door, gets you working around patients and whatnot. They have post-acute rehabilitation and physical therapists and occupational therapists and speech therapists, plus it's a skilled nursing facility. So if you're interested, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, the fitness center is totally remodeled. Oh my gosh. ProFit Maxima, brand new equipment right there for you. 7 days a week, 8 to 8. Yeah, spin bike center, yoga, weight training, cardio exercise, plus a steam room. Yeah, $50 a month. You can't beat it. Open to the public, of course, but it's Bullhead City's newest fitness center. Sign up now at LaughlinRanch.com. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Yeah, when you have an emergency, you want help. And you want help really fast if it's like a heart attack or a stroke. Well, choose a hospital that's equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. Why is that so hard to say? I don't know. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here, and they're ready to serve you 24/7. To learn more, go to westerner.com. All right, we're back with Becky from the Kingman Chamber, and you have a fundraiser coming up, a bingo night?
We got a bingo license through the Arizona Department of Revenue, so we are official bingo. We've learned a lot about bingo.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of rules. Anyway, yes, on the 26th here at the MCC Beale Street Center, doors open at 5, bingo will start at 6:30. The one card is $3. You can get a 3-up for $8 or a 6-up for $12. And come on in and play. We've done a couple of them, and we have had just a whole lot of fun doing it. So
fabulous.
We're looking forward to doing it at least once a month.
Okay, very good. Very good.
Yeah.
And you have drags coming up soon in Kingman?
The street drags are coming up May 17th through the 19th. Yeah, so that's the big race right there on Route 66. So that is always a fun thing to have. Great event for Kingman.
Yeah, they race from the police department to the highway patrol.
Yes, exactly.
That is just so funny when you think about that. On Route 66, that's where they race to and from.
Yeah, we get great turnout. They do a fantastic job putting that event on.
Good. Good. Now, you're involved in a leadership program?
I am, yes. I'm taking the Lake Havasu City Leadership Program through the chamber down there. At Shelley, that works here for me, and myself have been going down there once a month. It's a nine-month program, and we're going to do it to bring the leadership program here to Kingman. But an exciting thing, as part of that program, we have to come up with a project. So the project is putting Mobi mats, which are mats for people in wheelchairs or with strollers and things like that, to be able to get down to the water's edge and get in the water. And we're also doing a handicap swing. So we had to do the fundraising for that. And the groundbreaking for it is going to be next Tuesday at 10 o'clock. So we'll be going down there and celebrating that with them. And then next fall, we'll have that leadership program here in Kingman.
Fabulous. You're going to move it around?
So another, all of us working together.
That's great. Well,
yeah.
The chambers need to work together. You know, we're all on the same page, and we're all trying to do the same thing for our communities.
Right.
All right. Becky, what's your phone number up there?
928-753-6253.
All right. If you have questions about joining the chamber, putting on a mixer or ribbon cutting, call Becky. Becky, have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you. You too.
You bet.
Last night I said these words to my girl.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that Fast Care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit westernarizonaer.com.
Life never stops. Neither should your internet. Whether you're streaming, gaming, or working from home, stay connected with high-speed fiber broadband from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Visit TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 and pre-register today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
Attention MEC members, Mojave Electric Cooperative and Arizona Electric Power Cooperative, our generation and transmission provider, supply reliable, affordable electricity to our community. To continue providing power when we need it, we must add more power generation resources, including flexible, energy-efficient natural gas units. MEC is asking for your help. Go to MojaveEnergyPark.com to show your support. That's MojaveEnergyPark.com. Thank you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club Restaurant, Spa, Fitness Center, and the pool are always open to the public. The Fitness Center is completely remodeled. Brand new equipment with Pro Maxima equipment. Open 7 days a week, 8 to 8. Spin Bike Center, yoga, weight training, cardio exercises, and steam room success. All for only $50 a month. Open to the public, Willet City's newest fitness center at Laughlin Ranch. Call 754-4050. Sign up now at laughlinranch.com.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to hit the road with a new car, truck, or SUV from Bradley Ford. Hi, this is Bill Cunier, General Manager at Bradley Ford in Lake Havasu City. During our spring sales event, we have a great selection of the popular Ford Bronco. The best-selling truck in the world is the F-150, and Bradley Ford has a big selection to choose from. As our expansion continues at Bradley Ford, we will be moving all of our vehicles to Riverview Auto Sales, so everything is priced so we don't have to move them. See us in person or go to BradleyFord.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. You know, as we were talking about the street drags coming up the 17th to the 19th. If you want to know more, write down this date, May 6th, on Speak Out. Following me from 11 o'clock till noon, the Street Drags promoters will be in there to tell you all about it. So a week in advance, you learn all about it on the 6th of May on Speak Out. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. MEC and the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative want you to know all about the new proposed Mojave Energy Park. Now, there's questions out there. There's people want to know things. So go to the website, custom made just for this, MojaveEnergyPark.com. Okay? Got all the questions there. Everything they know so far. This is in progress, so don't expect 100% of your answers there. Okay? You can also call MEC at 928-763-1110. Barron Services Professionals in Pest Solutions. Yeah, for your home, how about it? You want to protect your family and kids? Get rid of the ants, the bugs, creepy crawlers, crickets, all that good stuff. Just have them come treat your property. They're gone. How about your business? You want your business protected? Well, yeah. If you're in Needles, Mojave Valley, Fort Mojave, or Bullhead City, or Laughlin, you call one phone number, 928-758-5499, and be bug-free at your home or your work. Quality experience and family. Barron Services. 66 Auto Sales, Mojave County's largest pre-owned car lot. Yeah, 50 years they've been on the corner of Route 66 in downtown Kingman. Yeah, huge selection. Two doors, four doors, vans, trucks, SUVs, luxury cars, four-wheel drives, big economy cars. Well, economy cars or big luxury cars. You decide what you want. You can see the entire selection if you want at 66auto.com. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Oh, introduces the new Ultimate French Toast Platters. Yeah, banana nut and cream. Banana nut and caramel. Yes, French Toast Platter. Strawberry Cheesecake French Toast Platter. Lemon Blueberry French Toast Platter. Or, this just sounds really good, Chocolate Strawberry, Covered Strawberries. Yeah, all at Perkins in Bullhead City. Welcome, Juvie Vaughn from Arizona Youth Partnership. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How's AZYP, otherwise known as?
We are good out here.
Yeah. Now, explain to our listeners who AZ Arizona Youth Partnership is.
Arizona Youth Partnership is a nonprofit that focuses on bringing programming to rural areas. So we offer everything from substance abuse prevention to transitional living and starting out right programs.
Okay. So what is your role?
I focus specifically on substance abuse prevention and a bit of mental health stigma here in Bullhead.
Okay. So in other words, explaining the mental health stigma. And are you a mental health counselor?
No, we don't have counseling. I help to promote mental health wellness and because there's so much stigma around asking for help, and I'm here to hand off to those resources here and make it more normalized that it's okay to need help.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Because too many people are just maybe once or twice in their life need somebody to give them a little counseling and help them out.
Yes.
And some people need it more often, you know. Some people have a tragedy and then need it. You know, PTSD is real, and counselors can help you.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So with prevention, you're in the schools?
Yes, in the schools and then in the community, go to a lot of community events and give out information, do presentations.
You were at the Kiwanis Kids Expo.
Yes, I was. I handed out a lot of information.
Yeah, yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. Who was telling me just the other day they gave out over 800 packets of something, you know?
I'm not sure. I know there's a lot of us out there doing a lot of work. I like to utilize the trunk or treats.
Yeah.
The last few years, I've made little candy bags with a few thousand flyers and hand
Holy
them out.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of trunk or treats now.
Yes, there is a lot.
So you better start getting ready now.
I really am, though. I've started making up my sheets because I hand cut them all and put them in little baggies and stuff them with some candy. I think last year I did about 5,000 of them.
You cut them out and stuff them with candy?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's a lot of time.
Yes.
Your daughter helps?
Sometimes.
She's in Cinderella. She's supposed to help mom.
Some days.
Isn't that a rule in Cinderella?
You know what? She gets away with a lot.
Well, she's an only child. She's going to be spoiled.
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah. So what type of the information you present in the schools, does AZEYP have their own curriculum, or do they use other curriculums? Or
we use an evidence-based curriculum, and then we are also part of SACLA, which is the Substance Abuse Coalition Leaders of Arizona, which is rolling out toolkits and lessons that they're working on getting evidence-based. So
when you visit with the students in the classroom, you know, when I did it at the fire department, and I would tell them, you know, you got to have an exit plan and you got to test your smoke detectors, and I realized that I'm telling kids this, but it's not their job, you know. A 7-year-old is not supposed to go home and climb up on a ladder and test the smoke detector. Do you find when you're visiting with some of the students that they're going, yeah, this is great, but I'm not the adult in the house?
Well, the programming that we use is geared towards each age. So we have curriculum for different ages and grades. Mm-hmm. We have parent presentations, so I have stuff that will go to parents. But everything that I'm doing in the classroom is focused on them. We teach them. So we use Too Good for Drugs right now.
Okay.
And we do 5 weeks of social-emotional learning, so they learn about goal setting, decision making. So this is on their level.
Okay.
And then we do 5 weeks of substances. In the younger grades, it's about healthy decisions. More so than different substances. In the high school level, we touch on marijuana, nicotine, street drugs, pharmaceuticals, and then we do an additional 5 weeks of healthy friendships and dating violence. So we teach them about healthy friendships and healthy relationships, whether they be platonic or romantic.
Do yourself, and then you mentioned the Arizona something
SACLA. So
do these groups believe that you can stair step drugs and alcohol, you know, that you start off with maybe a beer and then you're smoking marijuana and then you're, you know, doing meth and then you're doing fentanyl? Or, you know, people used to always say that some of these things can be a gateway to the next level.
So we don't so much say you'll absolutely do the next substance, but we teach about addiction and how addiction is different for everybody and the consequences of even trying a single thing once, and then how your body craves more and the dependency is higher, which may lead to something harder to get that euphoric feeling when you don't feel it anymore. So we're teaching them about what it does to their brain and their bodies and how they're developing.
Because it was just a few years back that when Bob DeFries was chief in Kingman that meth was the thing.
Yes.
And at that time they were saying that one hit of meth and you're addicted. I mean, it was very, very addictive to everybody. Did you find that out at that time? And do you still hear people playing with meth?
So there is still meth out there. They've rolled out about some new meth, but right now it's really heavy on the fentanyl and everything. So since marijuana has become a bit more accessible, especially for the kids, you're finding fentanyl in vapes, in marijuana, in pill form. So they think that they're just taking a pill and it's okay because you can get pills from doctors, but it's really an illicit one that's fentanyl.
And the fentanyl is deadly.
Yes, it's 50 to 100 times more powerful than morphine.
Than morphine?
Yes.
Which is given in by doctors.
Yes.
For pain.
Yes.
So 50 to 100 more times. Because yes. I know it's used in hospitals, but
yes.
That's under, you know.
Strict.
A pharmaceutical engineer is figuring out how much you're going to get.
So that's what we teach about it. So it comes in a liquid form, and then it's made into a powder. And at that point, it's colorless, odorless, and tasteless. So it can go in anything, and you won't know. And what we teach them about that is, so if you're making cookies, you can tell me that every batch of cookies has a cup of flour, a cup of sugar, and 100 chocolate chips. Now, can you guarantee me that every cookie is going to have 10 chocolate chips in it?
Right.
No. So one may have none, one may have 20, one may have perfectly 10. And that's pretty much what's happening when they're making fentanyl and putting another in the pills that they're selling in these homemade labs versus pharmaceuticals where everything is weighed and measured in a sterile lab.
Right. Well, and then, of course, when it's given to a patient, it's based upon their weight and their, you know, there's all kinds of formulas that go into that.
Yes.
In a hospital when they decide they're going to give you fentanyl for pain.
And that's what we teach them as well about getting only medicine from doctors, because we ask them and teach them, what do doctors need to know to prescribe you medicine? Can you have the same as this person and, you know, teach them that your body's different than somebody else's?
When I had my knee operated on, the anesthesiologist walked in. I said, "You're my favorite guy." And he goes, "Why?" I said, "Well, you're going to put me under, but you're also going to wake me back up." You know, and people don't think about that when they experiment. You know, yeah, you're going to go under. You're going to go into a high, but how are you going to get back out of that?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're teaching what grades right now?
Well, we've wrapped it up for the year because it's ending the school year.
Okay.
Right now, we're focusing on summer conferences. Is something that all of AZYP does throughout the whole state.
Oh, okay. That you attend or put on?
We put on for the youth.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I know that Bullhead City was just in here yesterday talking about what they're doing for the summer at the field house. They have the field house for the whole month of May, I believe. And they're doing all kinds of stuff.
Yes, I reached out to Claire Adams.
Yeah, because she's the one that can get you in there.
Yes.
Yep, so that's good. You cover all of Mojave County or just the Bullhead area or Fort Mojave? Or?
I'm primarily right here along the river in Bullhead. And then we have a prevention coordinator in Havasu and one in Kingman as well. But, of course, if anybody needs any help, we all cover all of the areas together.
Right. And you guys have you often work events as a team with other organizations.
Yes.
Explain that. You call it a street team?
Yes. Street team was that's something by the health department. They have someone that puts that together, and she coordinates bringing all of these resources to really rural areas. So she has brought all of these resources from Mojave County as far as Colorado City, WikiUp, Yucca, Dolan Springs.
I was going to say, I think the last one was in Yucca, and I was thinking, wow. You know,
then they went to WikiUp after that one. Oh, but, okay. Yes, she coordinates getting everybody together and making sure that these places have the resources that they need.
Do you find that you have to go to Yucca or WikiUp?
Oh, I love doing street team. And depending on our schedules, we all coordinate between, because there's also an office in Kingman with a lot of people. And we always make sure AZYP is represented.
Okay, excellent. Who else would be there?
Oh, goodness, there's a bunch of us. Because we, in Mojave County, we have Transitional Living, Starting Out Right, Futures Without Fear, which is Human Trafficking and Domestic Violence Coalition, the Substance Abuse. So we... there's lots of us that you can find everywhere. There's no shortage. If you need help, someone from AZYP will help you.
Good. That's very good. Is there one general number that the public should call that you can think of? In other words, because we cover Havasu and we cover Bullhead and we cover Kingman, what would be a number that is good for everybody?
Yes, I have an office number for Kingman. It is 520-387-8955.
Okay. So that's a number if you need help, or if you maybe you run a Rotary Club or Kiwanis Club, or you want someone to speak and to come in and talk, you do that too?
Yes.
Yeah. You do it on the river. But
yes.
If you call that number, you can get somebody in Kingman or Havasu too.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. I like it. Are you guys working on new programs that you're going to be bringing out come next school year?
Right now, we're still doing the Too Good for Drugs, but like I said, the SACLA, they've got a lot of really good information out. We're actually going to use the new alcohol one in our diversion program. I'm going to do it later this month, actually.
Okay. All right. And for the alcohol, what grade levels does that pertain to?
Most of this stuff starts around the middle school, sixth grade area,
okay,
on up.
Good. Not the little kids.
No, little kids, it's not so much substances. When I was saying we focus on healthy decisions, like, and Too Good for Drugs, in their portion, it shows, like, household chemicals and not touching them and not consuming them. And if this is a beer, you shouldn't touch that. You shouldn't drink it. So it's not talking to them so much about substances as where what things you should consume and shouldn't consume and what you should tell your parents about.
Yeah, because especially when you talk about cleansers and stuff, some of those things can do a lot of damage.
Yes, so, yeah, in second grade, we're going to teach them not to touch the household chemicals and not so much about, you know, street drugs.
Yeah, because, I mean, you look at a bottle of Downy, and it looks pretty. You know, it's blue and pink, I think, or something like that. And, you know, to a kid, that's inviting.
Yes.
And it smells good. So.
Yes. So we teach about that, and in the younger grades, they have a puppet that's a little dog that helps them learn visually with it.
Do you use the puppet too?
I don't so much teach the younger grades. We have a facilitator that his job is he specifically teaches our programming all throughout Mojave County, and he loves working with the littles and using the puppet.
Oh, good. Well, we found out in the fire service years ago, puppets and clowns, it gets kids' attention.
Yes.
They like that stuff.
Yes.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat with Juby some more. If you have a question, 234-343-1065. We'll be right back.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
Hi, my name is Tom Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Hi everyone, Cody here with 66 Auto Sales. Spring into savings at 66 Auto Sales, Mojave County's most trusted pre-owned vehicle dealer for over 49 years. Our commitment to customer satisfaction sets us apart, ensuring you have a smooth and enjoyable car buying experience. With a wide selection of high quality pre-owned vehicles, great financing options, and friendly sales staff, we make finding your dream car a breeze. Visit us today and experience the 66 Auto Sales difference.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City introduces the new Ultimate French Toast Platters menu. Enjoy your choice of four new great combo platters. Check out the Banana Nut and Caramel French Toast Platter or their Strawberry Cheesecake French Toast Platter. How about a Lemon Blueberry French Toast Platter? Or try the delicious Chocolate Covered Strawberry French Toast Platter. Eggs and bacon on all platters. Available now at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet and child-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. 928-758-5499. Barron's. 758-5499. Barron's Pest Solutions. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
Keep up with the progress in the county with the Economic Development Journal of Mojave County. For over two decades, the Economic Development Journal of Mojave County has been serving our communities, bringing you news and information. This monthly journal is complimentary and at local businesses throughout the area. For Mojave County coverage, advertise your business in the Economic Development Journal of Mojave County. Visit edjmojavecounty.com.
Celebrating 30 years of AmeriCorps looks like building lifetime change makers in Arizona communities. From serving children alongside First Things First to Executive Director of Prevent Child Abuse Arizona. From the Pinal County Sheriff's Office to the Governor's Office. Serving with AmeriCorps today creates limitless potential for every new member to lead Arizona tomorrow. Where will AmeriCorps take you? Join the movement by signing up at serve.az.gov. This message is sponsored by the Governor's Office of Youth, Faith, and Family.
As I write this letter,
welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live and in person, in color, from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. Brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Are you thinking about buying a home this year? You know, you're in the second quarter now, so you might put some plans together. Well, one of the things you're going to need is a mortgage guy. And I got the guy, Chad Hansen. He's the founder, CEO, president, dishwasher, floor mopper, does it all at Mojave Mortgage. You call him because he's got the key to the vault where the money's at. You need $300, $400, $500. What do you want? You just call him up and tell him. Say, Chad, we need $600,000. Well, come on in. Sit down. Let's get this thing going. You call him up at 928-288-2691. You go into his office. It's a big desk. Oh, big desk. Short guys have big desk. Big desk. 30 feet long. And you sit down. And he gives you a couple sheets of paper to fill out when you're going to borrow $600,000 from the guy. And then he disappears. He goes down to the vault, gets your money, puts it on a silver platter, and brings it up and goes, here's your $600,000. It's that simple. Almost. But call him up. Get your mortgage set. 928-288-2691. ProFit Kitchen, that healthy restaurant. Oh, yeah. Kingman and Bullhead City. Healthy, delicious food. 4 different salads. 12 wraps. 10 healthy burgers. 4 delicious bowls. Smoothies. Protein shakes. What do you want for lunch? Huh? Protein shake will last you the rest of the day. Go to ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com, and see the whole menu. TWN Communications, elevate your online experience with 100% fiber internet. We have it here at the studio. It's the best. It doesn't fail, doesn't fade, doesn't go down. I have it at home, too. If you want it in Bullhead City and Fort Mojave, go to TWNcom.com/Mojave. And sign up. There's 23,000 connections out there. Do you have TWN at home?
No, I don't.
Oh, your daughter probably really regrets that. Is she a gamer?
No.
No?
Not at all.
Okay, well, okay. A lot of kids are. If you have a gamer in the house, you definitely want TWN because you can buy different speeds and levels and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So do you see new programs coming down the pike for AZYP? Because you guys run a girls' home in Kingman?
We have the boys' home for Mojave County up in Kingman, and then the girls' home is in Bullhead.
Oh, okay. All right. So, and you run those, and those are for runaways, would you say?
Runaways, homeless girls, or youth altogether from ages 12 to 17.
Okay. Well, that's a different division that you're in.
Yes, there's a lot of different divisions, and I know a little bit enough to share information, and I can always pass you off to who runs that, you know, give you their information or connect you personally with them. But we do a lot. We also help youth transitional living, so youth that are in homeless situations up to 23, to get them into a more stable place and supporting themselves with jobs and careers.
Right. And that's so important, especially if they have fallen out of love, I guess you could say, with their family,
yeah.
You know, and they don't have that anchor giving them guidance.
Yes.
Then AZYP can step in and help them.
Yes, we offer a multitude of programs, and if it's something that we don't offer, we always try our best. We're ever evolving with the times. We like to meet people where they're at. So if someone needs just a bus pass, we're going to meet you with that bus pass.
Okay. All right. Give them that hand up.
Yes.
And help them out.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Okay. All right. How long have you been with AZYP?
This year will be my 4th year altogether.
Oh, okay.
So about 3.5 years right now.
All right. Has it changed much in the 3.5, 4 years that you've been there?
It's had its changes, but AZYP overall, it's such an amazing organization, not only to its employees, but it's an asset to every community that it's in.
Is it statewide?
Yes, we are all over Arizona.
Okay. So you're in every community basically doing the same thing you do, but there's other services also.
Yes, and we're all specific to what our communities need. While we have our main office in Marana, we are in branched out into such rural areas, Globe, Superior, in Mojave County. We are in Pine Top, Payson, so we are all over.
Okay.
And we all work together, but at the same time, we understand each community is different and needs something different, and that's why we have people in each community that focus on that.
Do you have a leader from Mojave County?
Yes.
Who's that?
Her name is Ricarda. She's in Lake Havasu. She heads us up here for Mojave County, and then we have another, our division supervisor, that takes care of all of us throughout Arizona that do this.
Does Ricarda sit back and evaluate Kingman, Havasu, and Bullhead and say maybe more services are needed or maybe we should try to bring something else here?
Well, we all work underneath grants that have certain deliverables that we have to meet. And so we have a couple of different ones here for Mojave County. I work under Access, which is a little bit different than Impact, which is a blanket one for all of Mojave County. But we are always... It's finding the right people. We always want to do better for our community, so there's not very much you have to do this, you have to do that, because
right.
Everyone's very passionate about their job.
Would she find a need, or your team find needs, and then say, we need to find a grant to do this and add that to your program?
Absolutely. That's how we ended up with our diversion program. She saw a need in Lake Havasu, so she started coordinating one, got involved with other community partners, and now we have a diversion program in all three cities here.
And a diversion program means what?
So when a youth gets caught with a substance, instead of being automatically suspended and kicked out of school into probation, they get to take this 8-week course, 8 to 9 week course, and they have to come once a week. Parents have to come with them, and they get a lesson on different substances and goal making. And then at the end of it, that was basically their one chance to, you know, you messed up, you don't have to deal with the repercussions your whole life, so now let's move on and learn from it.
That's pretty rewarding for that youth. That the first time doesn't mean you get a probation officer, that, you know, you can go through a program, kind of like, you know, you get a speeding ticket, you can go to a
traffic
school, yeah. So it's kind of the same thing the first time around.
Yes, essentially. So here in Bullhead, we do it from we start at Bullhead Middle School, so fifth graders have been in the program. So instead of being in fifth grade and in trouble and now have a record, they get to learn the consequences of what they did, and now they can learn from that mistake and not carry it for the rest of their life.
Do you find that that keeps the recidivism down? I mean, do you get, when they go through your program, do they often repeat the behavior and get stiffer consequences?
I'm not saying that it's 100% effective all the time, but I have seen, the other day after one of the classes, I had a girl that was in it last year, and she's like, you're the diversion lady, and I didn't get in trouble again. I learned a lot.
Well, that's good. You like hearing that.
Yes.
Yeah. I still have young kids. Well, usually they're in their 20s or something, you know. And they go, I remember you from, you know, junior high or high school.
I remember you.
And now you're teaching it.
Yes.
Yeah. Fabulous. And you're at the bike rodeo. You do a lot of events.
Yes.
Kids Expo. And you're going to be out at the Mayhem next weekend?
Yes, representing Cinderella.
Community Park. Oh,
yes.
Cinderella. That's Cinderella.
Yes.
Okay. Because your daughter's in Cinderella.
And I run the program here.
Oh, you run? That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not just the mom of a Cinderella.
Yeah. I do it all down here. I just do it all.
Yep. So, and when is state? June?
June 14th through the 22nd.
I saw Amber Parker last week, and I said, I want Parker to come on, you know, after state. And she goes, well, we'll come together, you know, to bring other kids. So we'll do it on a Friday after state. And have come
yes,
back.
All of the girls. We try to keep it all inclusive and not just
All
the girls are equally as important.
I had three of them in here a few weeks ago.
Yep, that is our current royalty right now.
Yeah, the four-year-old?
Yes, she is our top.
Yeah, she was great.
Yes.
Jimmy, thank you so much. What's the phone number if people want to get in touch with you?
928-444-9431.
All right. Thank you. Paul Lavoie is up next from Lake Havasu City with Mojave Community College. Have a great weekend.
The love you take is equal to the love you make.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.